There was once a storyteller, and he found he couldn't make a living in his own town. Sound familiar? And so he decided to go on the road to be an itinerant storyteller. The first village he arrived in, a Zen gardener met him. "Oh, storyteller, do you know the story of Momotaro? Could you tell it to me as my mother told it to me?" "Oh, yes, I know that story very well. Would you come to my home this evening? I will fix dinner for you in exchange for the story." "Yes, I will be there." And the storyteller was surprised to find not a simple meal, but a feast of scrumptious delicacies prepared for him. And after they had eaten, he began the story. "Mikushi, Mikushi, there was once a cottage, and in it lived an old man and an old woman." Storyteller, it doesn't sound right. He was shocked, hurt. He left the cottage, and the Zen gardener said, "Come back tomorrow night. I will fix dinner for you. Tell it to me again." And so all the next day, he thought about it. He hadn't seen the story in front of his eyes, watching, translating those words into images. And so all day, he saw the cottage. He saw the old man and the old woman and their loneliness. He saw that too. And the next night, he went to the gardener's house. And again, there was a scrumptious feast waiting for him. And he began the story. And one day, the old woman decided to go to the river. And there she saw a peach floating. Storyteller, it doesn't sound right. And so the next day, he thought about it. The symbolism, the archetypes, the levels of meaning, that the barren old couple longing for a child, the deeper meaning and significance, and dialogue. You don't just say things happened, even if someone's thinking it. It brings the story to life to put it in dialogue. The old woman could say, "Husband, I'm going to the river now." She could say, "Oh, look, what is that floating in the water?" "Oh, and you don't have to say everything. What is that?" "A peach." He could show things without having to say the words. And so he practiced the story over and over and over, thinking dialogue, thinking kinetic language. And the next night, he went to the gardener's home, and he continued the story from the beginning. And he reached the point where the old man took a knife, and he began to open the peach. And a little boy stepped out and said, "Hello, mother. Hello, father." Storyteller, you're not telling it right. And the storyteller thought, "Oh, I forgot about emotional content." And there's feelings involved there. How did the old man and the old woman feel? You don't go clippity-clop through the story with things happening. How did they react when he said, "Hello, mother"? How did the father react when he said, "Hello, father"? How did the boy react when he saw? And so he rehearsed the story, going over the, so it didn't go straight forward, and people responded to people. And the next night he went, and again, there was this incredible meal waiting for him. And after they'd eaten, he went on with the story. And there were onis, ogres, that were pillaging the land. People were frightened, and the boy said, "Give me a sword, mother and father. I will go out and save us." And he hadn't gone far when he met a dog who said, "May I help you?" "Storyteller, it doesn't sound right." He met a dog. Oh, character development. You don't just have a generic dog or a generic old man or a generic old woman. They have personalities, idiosyncrasies, body types, to make them distinguishable so that if they were in another story, you would recognize them. We must give the dog some kind of a persona, make it more interesting than just a dog. And the pheasant that he was going to meet later, how could he develop him? And so he worked on character development. And he went back to continue the story. And again, there was this extraordinary meal waiting for him. And he continued with the story. And the pheasant said, "And I will help you if I may have one of your kimidango dumplings that you have three of that were given to you." And Momotaro, the little peach boy, said, "Of course, you can have the second of my three little dumplings." Again, the storyteller raised his hand. "Storyteller, you just aren't telling it right. It doesn't sound right at all." And so the storyteller went home and thought, dumplings. I wasn't thinking about how delicious they are. I wasn't bringing them to life. I have to think, it's not just people and things, but everything in the story has a soul, has a life of its own. And he's giving away three dumplings. He's not going to have a dumpling for himself. What's this? And he just thought about it. And night after night after night, he went to the store. He kept thinking of things. The use of the pause for humor, for suspense, so the listener would have time to see what was happening. I mean, she saw something floating down the river. You don't have to say what it is. He could just build suspense. When the pheasant flies in to try and open up the gate so that Momotaro could get to the bridge. And repetition, that the pheasant flew over the gate, flew up and over the gate. Pheasant flew up over the gate and down and retrieved. But still, the gardener kept interrupting him. And then, one night, the storyteller finished the story. He looked at the gardener. The storyteller crept out of the cottage. The next morning, he put his belongings together and was leaving the village when he heard someone calling, "Storyteller! Storyteller!" It's the gardener. "Storyteller, accept this gold. At last you told the story the way I asked you to, the way my mother told it to me." Owari. Oh,